ladies and gentlemen, this is Tony Katz Tonight.
Welcome, one and all. Except if you're white. Attention, all the white people. You are not welcome. The white people are not welcome. That's not here. That's not the show, mind you, Ashley. I'm not discussing the program here. We welcome everybody. We just want your mind. Black, white, whatever you are on the outside, we want your gray on the inside. All right, we'll also take your cash. But we mostly want your gray on the inside. There is a university called Western Washington University. This is one more reason not to send your kids to college. This is one more reason not to go to college. There are 9 million ways, guys, to engage in education, to get a career going in this world without college. Western Washington University sent a questionnaire to students asking them for advice on how the administration could succeed at making sure that in future years, quote, we are not as white as we are today. The question notes that Western Washington University, or WWU's, racial makeup does not perfectly reflect the nation at large and asks students to consider strategies that other universities have used to focus on skin color as the paramount indicator of a student's applicant's worth. The president of the student body, the president of the university, not the student body, of the university, his name is Bruce Shepard. And in 2012, this is 2012, this is going back to, for at least the information. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We as a faculty and a staff and student body, as an administration, if we 10 years from now are as white as we are today, we will have failed as a university. So if you're going for an education, you should understand that that's not what they're there for. They are not there to give you an education. They could give a good holy crap about your education in terms of math or science or reading. They don't want you to really understand how to program computers. They are not interested in any of that. What they are interested in is the right ratios. That's what matters. That's when an education is achieved, ladies and gentlemen. When you've got enough black faces and white faces and Christian faces and Jewish faces and Muslim faces, when you have the right ratio, I don't know what that ratio is, by the way. I don't think anybody actually knows what that ratio is, by the way. That is lefty math. And lefty math states that if 5 million people lose their health insurance coverage, then said healthcare plan works. Lefty math says when you don't have any more money to spend, borrow more money to spend. That is lefty math. It is what it is. This is what your university system is about. Now, am I going to say that it's solely contained to Western Washington University? No, I'm not going to say that. The fact that it's being reported about, or the fact that there was some honesty there, well, that's nice. I appreciate the honesty. But it's not an isolated incident. Not by a long shot. You're supposed to, in a rational world, think of college as the place you go to engage in education that you cannot get on the streets. But more and more, when you live in the online world, you realize that you can get that education near everywhere. That what the university has to offer is less and less all the time. Now, the one thing, the hard thing, the difficult thing that to try and emulate somewhere else that you can't create in the online world is the social aspects. You, no matter how much you try, you can't get drunk with a couple of buddies in the hallway of your dorm on the internet. Now, you can all get drunk together in different places and be staring at a hallway in the of a dorm. It's just a little different. It is different. You cannot have that social interaction. Allow me to be the first to say, you might have to sacrifice some of that for your mind, for your soul, for decency. If you give your money willingly, if you willingly or ask your parents willingly or your parents are willing to put down dollar after dollar after dollar and take out loan after loan for a university that is more interested in having the right ratio of black students and white students instead of having the right ratio of great teachers and great courses, why would you go there? Because they didn't say, this isn't a conversation about we have a real problem admitting black students. That's not being said here. They're saying there are too many white students. The statements and actions of administrators suggest a preoccupation with skin color. In his address, Shepard made sure to discuss the racial makeup of his new hires. The university is also putting staff members through diversity and sensitivity training on topics such as heterosexual privilege and language privilege. You want to live in that world? Send your kids to Western Washington University. Go on. Heterosexual privilege. Because I like women and they love me, somehow I'm the problem, and that can't be allowed. Do they ever notice that in their push, in their desire, in their overreach to create a society that is more equal, they are willing to crap on a whole lot of people, to shame them for their existence, the very thing they say you shouldn't do, you shouldn't be able to do, you shouldn't be allowed to do. They're all over it. I am not guilty because of the color of my skin. I am not guilty because of my sexual orientation. I'm not guilty. I didn't do anything wrong. You want me to be guilty? To hell with you. What kind of crazy person would I be if I were to listen to you? You would literally have to be the only person crazier than someone who listens to someone who says you're guilty because of your skin color, you're guilty because of your sexual orientation, is to spend money to go to a university where you're forced to listen to that stuff and take tests to prove that you've memorized that stuff. Pretty soon they'll be giving grades on what the professor thinks you really believe. See, it's not enough to just put it on the test there. No. You gotta show them what you really believe. You gotta prove to that professor that you really believe in the nonsense of white privilege and heterosexual privilege. You're going to pay for that? You don't have to pay for that. Just turn on MSNBC. It's free, folks. Or you know what? Better yet, come to my house. I charge you $50 an hour. You get to watch MSNBC. We do Chris Hayes 101. That's $50 a semester. Then we do Advanced Psychosis. And you watch Rachel Maddow for an hour, that's $150 a semester. And then we do theory and, really? With Lawrence O'Donnell, that is $75. That will be $75 a credit for the semester. So $150 and $75 and $50, so it's $275. $275 a semester. You pay it to me. We really don't have much room in the classrooms. We only allow 300 people in each class. Do that math for me, Ashley. It's 275 times 300. Whatever it is, just write the check to Professor Katz, K-A-T-Z, TZ. These classes are Monday through Friday. Of course, you can choose, you know, which ones you want to go to. It's only twice a week. We don't want to, you know, rush anybody or tax them. We don't want to be seen as oppressive. But just twice a week, Monday through Thursday. Fridays, we like to take off. I mean, you don't want me to have to work too hard now, do you? Call now. Act fast. Classrooms are filling up quickly. This is Tony Katz Tonight.
If you need reliable, high-quality video production, look no further than PrimeImageMedia.com. PrimeImageMedia.com provides promotional videos, training videos, and conference and event coverage nationwide. Get a high-quality, consistent look to your corporate videos with the most reliable video company in the country. Visit PrimeImageMedia.com today to learn more. Mention Tony Katz and get 10% off your first production. That's PrimeImageMedia.com. PrimeImageMedia.com.
I am convinced.
I dig it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll take your calls on whether or not you'd send your kids to college. I'm happy to. But I don't know what else I can give to the subject to mad people. They're mad people. They're deranged psychopaths. I mean, should we do this definition thing again, there, Ashley? Of psychopath. A psychopath, there we go, dictionary, there it is. A person with a psychopathic personality which manifests as amoral antisocial behavior, lack of ability to love or establish meaningful personal relationships, extreme egocentricity, failure to learn from experience. Now we can compare that with sociopath, which is a person with a psychopathic disorder. Our personality, his behavior is antisocial, often criminal, who lacks a sense of moral responsibility or social conscience. So which is it? Are people who think that a college makeup should be a certain amount of this kind of student and that kind of student, as opposed to people who are good enough to make it into that school? And I'm not saying what color they are. As long as they're the makeup of the school, right? As long as they're the people who applied and had the right grades and everything else to make it in. But grades are racist as well. Right. Because the grades are weighted to an advantage because of white privilege. Because my head is spinning. Oh my God. Why don't I drink during the show? What's wrong with me? I should be ridiculously drunk at moments like this. So I don't know if it makes you a sociopath or a psychopath. And maybe there's another word for it. Maybe the chat room has it at TonyKatz.com. Maybe you've got it on Twitter, Twitter.com/TonyKatz or at Tony Katz on Twitter, I should say. But I have no way of helping you if you believe this. I can only laugh at you. I can only laugh. Point. Laugh, maybe grab a lawn chair just so I'm comfortable when I'm doing it. That's all. That's all I can do for you. What was it that he said? Hold on. Where is it? The university is putting staff members through diversity and sensitivity training on topics such as heterosexual privilege and language privilege. I have no idea what either one of those things mean. And if you could tell me what heterosexual privilege and language privilege are, I'd greatly appreciate it. And if you find yourself saying, well, I guess I'd have to make it up. That's okay. So did they. And they get to run a university. So feel free. David on line one. Welcome, my friend, to Tony Katz Tonight. What's up, David?
I'm originally from San Diego, but I lived in Tacoma, Washington for 15 years.
Wow.
I can tell you that that's for real. The way that the Washington State has gone downhill now, in 89 and 90, they had a genuine movement to make Louie Louie the state song. And I had high hopes for Washington State. But after that, they've just been devolving. And I'm hoping that your voice is on the air there somewhere in the Pacific Northwest market, because the people of Western Washington really need to hear your voice.
Wow. Well, first of all, Thank you. I am not on the air in Western Washington. And the reason for that is racism. You
well,
see,
I can see that. I can see
racism
that.
And misogyny is why I am not on in Western Washington. Also, pick another place. Pick another place where you think the voice of Tony Katz should be heard.
The Bay Area.
Not heard in the Bay Area. You know why?
I give up.
Too expensive.
Racism and misogyny, and you're insensitive.
No, but too expensive. Too expensive. The Bay Area is ridiculously costly. The racism and the misogyny are just a plus. Those are just an extra, my friend. Listen, man, first of all, it's an unbelievable compliment from you, and thank you so very much. I really do question parents out there who still have it in their heads that sending their kids to college is what matters. Is it beyond anybody to think that when you take a look at let's say, the big tech companies, right? So let's take a look at Google and let's take a look at Apple. Two major top dog tech companies. Do we really think in today's world or in the world going ahead in the next decade, the first thing that they're looking for is whether or not you have that degree? Isn't that more of an IBM 60s and 70s thought process than a Google Apple 2020 thought process?
Well, certainly. Mark Zuckerberg didn't finish college at Harvard. Bill Gates dropped out.
Steve Jobs dropped out. They all do.
Exactly right.
So, and they went on to do, all right, so now let's use them as the example. They went on to do the entrepreneurial thing. They created something. And you see today, you know, you can talk about what Google creates all you want. But after you most recently talk about, I think they're the ones who created Google Glass and that it came from in-house. And then you talk about just general search. What is it that Google has actually created? And that list is not that great. What they do is acquire Apple. Apple has $150 billion in the bank. $150 billion. The only person who has more money in the bank than Apple is Greg Garrison. True story. And what they can buy anything they want. So aren't you better off saying to yourself, I have an idea, I have a niche, creating and developing the niche, and then selling it to an Apple or a Google? It may not be the billion-dollar sale. What was it, $19 billion? Facebook purchased the app called WhatsApp, which was a texting communication kind of app. Most of it was in stock, but there was $4 billion in actual sweet lay down and roll around in it cash. Why in the world am I considering college if I already know how to program, if I already know how to do these things? Create something that works. Do we have to talk about in a world of e-online, e-entertainment, and TMZ that aggregation works? Hasn't Perez Hilton taught us that aggregation works and content on celebrity culture works? Why not just engage that? You got a passion for it. Go with it. Build it. See what comes of it.
Other than women, I don't know why I would go to college either.
And by the way, that is the poll, right? And that's why I say that parents should send their kids to Vegas for a week with $10,000 and ask no questions. Solve the problem right there. Man, I appreciate the phone call, David, and I appreciate the compliment. Thank you so very much. So very much. And I know the definitions there, Paige, between psychopaths and sociopaths. I just read those. We'll get into more of that. Keep it here. This is Tony Katz tonight.
If you need reliable, high-quality video production, look no further than PrimeImageMedia.com. PrimeImageMedia.com provides promotional videos, training videos, and conference and event coverage nationwide. Get a high-quality, consistent look to your corporate videos with the most reliable video company in the country. Visit PrimeImageMedia.com today to learn more. Mention Tony Katz and get 10% off your first production. That's PrimeImageMedia.com. PrimeImageMedia.com.
Yeah. It's a very nice phone call. And I do agree, I should be heard everywhere. And aside from calling you Paige, Ashley, I think I am totally right today. I am 100% today.
My heart is broken.
Are you going to get over it?
Maybe.
We still have more show to do. We have more show to do. We have more to discuss. There's so much more to engage. And I think it wrong of you that you think that your heterosexual privilege allows you to be upset because I call my producer, who's here 4 days a week, Paige. I say her name instead of saying your name. You know, it's not like I yelled it out in a fit of, you know, anything. It was a simple mistake. You know, it's like when you call me Abdul, I accept your apology. It's totally the same thing. Except it's nothing the same in any way, shape, or form. But it's totally the same thing. Great to be with you all. Looking forward to being back in Indianapolis next week. I really should do a smoke on the circle. Can I just discuss this for a moment? I've talked about it. I've discussed it. I should do one. I should announce it on Monday. We got to do one. There are so many things. I mean, don't get me wrong. We still have to do the whole TR a bit. I'll get to that another day. But on Thursday, show up at, like, on the circle, and I'll have a box of cigars. Come say hello. I something like that. I'll give you a cigar, and we'll have a cigar. I want to meet some people. Actually, not Thursday, it'll be Friday, because Thursday I have to do something with NRA News with Cam Edwards. I'm going to be co-hosting with him during the day, so I can't do it Thursday, but Friday. You know what? I'll figure it out over the weekend. I'll announce it on Monday. Just that easy. Monday also filling in for the Chicks, so you'll be able to catch me at 4 p.m. as well as 9 p.m. I am not a Scientologist, ladies and gentlemen. I want to make sure that's clear. I know that many people have thought this about me. I am not a Scientologist. I am convinced, however, that Scientology is nothing more than a cover for a very elaborate and expensive dating service. Ashley, are you a Scientologist?
You found me out.
It wasn't a question of finding you out. It was more of asking a question.
No.
Are you now, or have you ever been, a Scientologist?
I am not now, nor have I ever been part of the cult of Xenu. No.
Okay, first of all, I am not the one who called it a cult. You can email Ashley. Go right ahead. I mean, you can email me, tony@wibc.com. Go right ahead. But email Ashley on this one. Tom Cruise, according to sources, is dating Laura Prepon. Laura Prepon is the star of the show Orange is the New Black and was the star of That 70s Show. Cruise is 51 and Laura Prepon is 34. And now, Tom Cruise's first wife was Mimi Rogers, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then it was Nicole Kidman. Was there someone in between?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. Then it was Nicole Kidman. And then it was the Dawson's
Katie
Creek.
Holmes.
Katie Holmes?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not Pacey. Pacey was the guy, right?
No,
Pacey was Josh Jackson.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Who was brilliant in Fringe, by the way.
Yes, he was.
Oh, good show. Fringe was good TV. And so he's been through those three and is now supposedly dating Laura Prepon. I am convinced that all Scientology is a dating service. Because how is this possible? How is this possible that Katie Holmes and now hasn't Laura Prepon seen what's been going on? Is she not noticing the finite relationship with Nicole and the finite relationship with Katie? You know, they're all on 5-year contracts. When the 5 years are up, bam, they go.
But remember that Katie Holmes wasn't a Scientologist. She was Catholic.
That's true. That's true. Interesting. But Nicole Kidman, isn't she a Scientologist?
I can look that up and let you know.
Double check for me. Because I might have to change my thesis. No, but you know, it still could be the fact that she's a Scientologist, and she is, Laura Prepon, according to sources, is a Scientologist, doesn't mean that Scientology isn't still a great big dating service. Right? Just you know, Tom, we're gonna find you somebody. We have the lifetime guarantee. You have to stay here for life, and we guarantee you'll stay. So let's get you a girl, huh? I really like that Katie Holmes girl. Ooh, Katie Holmes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the way you're thinking, but she's going to be a tough one. You willing to spend a lot of money? Oh, I'm Tom Cruise. I'm willing to spend an insane amount of money. We'll get you a Katie Holmes.
Okay, Tony, I have your answer.
Okay.
Nicole Kidman does not discuss Scientology at all.
Okay, so she's a Scientologist.
No, it looks like she was a Scientologist when she was with Tom Cruise, and once they got divorced, she became mum on it. She says okay. that, looks like an article on Huffington Post talks about how her children may or may not be, yeah, they are Scientologists, but she is not, it looks like.
I am telling you that this is just, how do you date Tom Cruise? I mean,
it has to be really easy. It's probably just like being a kept woman. It's not like they require very much of you except to show up and dress, you know, nicely and go to fun places, and then 5 years you're done.
Yeah, but you know, so if you take it from a career perspective and you take a look at Katie Holmes, she did not necessarily have a major career, and maybe she thought this was a career move. I'm not saying she did. I'm saying maybe. Don't yell at me, people. I'm not interested. But Laura Prepon is on a hit program that gets critically acclaimed. She's the star of it. So what does she... So if we take out that celebrity conversation about career, what is it about? You're telling me it's about love? Is it the kind of thing that people in the same workplace date each other? You know, is that is it just, you know, they're there, they're familiar, and therefore done. Now, according to the chat room, by the way, Katie had to convert to Scientology to marry Tom Cruise, and Surly in the chat room thinks that he was with Penelope Cruz for a while.
That's right. He was, because they made, Vanilla Sky together?
Vanilla
Sky, that
right.
Cameron Crowe movie, yeah. I forgot all about that.
I mean, I guess my question, Ashley, is to the ladies, and you know I love you ladies. You know I do. If you had the opportunity, Ashley, Tom Cruise comes by, he does a little thing in the studio, we rap. I mean, he's a nice enough guy, sure, great. And he meets you, and he wants to take you out for coffee. Scientologists drink coffee, right? Yeah, they drink coffee. How else do you get to jump on the couch unless you drink a lot of coffee? Would you date Tom Cruise? Like, would you go, not just a date, would you go on a series of dates with Tom Cruise? Would you be seen holding his hand and having deep thoughts about the future with Tom Cruise?
Is it Top Gun Tom Cruise or like current Tom Cruise?
Well, it's clearly current Tom Cruise. I don't know how we go back in time.
I don't know.
Wait, but you would consider it.
Yeah,
I am misreading the situation.
No, I'll tell you why. Because we only know so much about Tom Cruise. You know, as an individual, he has a public persona. He could be very different, you know, privately. And I don't have anything against Tom Cruise as a person. And he can
zero.
Believe what
he I wants have nothing against Tom Cruise.
So,
absolutely
no, and I'm
nothing.
Not. I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying, you know, from a perspective of a potential suitor, I wouldn't say no, because he could be a really great person, and you just don't know that. So I would give it the benefit of the doubt. You know, you never know.
But if it was Top Gun Tom Cruise?
Yeah, still. Yeah.
Okay, no, I was saying, yeah. Like, is there one that you'll, like, absolutely fall for no matter what, and one that you're going to have more reservations on?
Top Gun Tom Cruise was cute. I can't lie.
Risky. Now, would Top Gun Tom Cruise or Risky Business Tom Cruise?
Ooh. Still Top Gun Tom Cruise.
Really? It's mm-hmm. the uniform, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uniform beats tighty whities.
Well, he looked very young, you know, in Risky Business, still had kind of the boy face, and he looked a little bit older in Top Gun.
And you like him a little bit older. You don't like being with children.
Well, no.
Basically is what we're getting at here. If there was a moral to the story, is that you like him a little more rugged. You like more of a daddy figure.
Oh, dear.
Is basically
Lord.
What we're discussing here. More about Ashley and her secret loves. This is Tony Katz Tonight. The chat room agrees with you, by the way. Cruise could be totally different in real life. According to Jay Brennan in the chat room, he might be 6'4" in private. You don't know. He may only be short for, you know, the movies. So you're right. Now you said during the break that you would say yes to Tom Cruise, Ashley, but you would not say yes to Johnny Depp. Is that because his latest movie, Transcendence, is a flop and it is the third flop in a row for a movie juggernaut, box office juggernaut, Jack Sparrow himself, Johnny Depp?
No. I think it's because he became Jack Sparrow and then never stopped being Jack Sparrow.
Well, how do you be? What do you mean by that? Are you saying that he's less attractive than he was?
No. Johnny Depp.
Yes, that is exactly
no,
what you're
really
saying,
not.
By the way.
It's just that he just became unattractive, I guess. Yeah, I guess that is part of it. It just looks like he never showers, and that's unfortunate, and I like men that shower.
Well, admittedly, he does live in France.
Does he still?
I think so. Well, have you ever been?
No.
By the way?
No.
I will tell you this. My trip to France, a story by Tony Katz. I am at the area around something called Sacré-Cœur, which is a beautiful, beautiful, I think it's a church. It's been a long time. All I remember is that the view from Sacré-Cœur was spectacular. Yeah, it is. It's a church. Basilica of the Sacré-Cœur. You can go to, there's a website and everything. Gorgeous, gorgeous. And you can climb all the way up to the top and see it. And I'm with some friends. I knew somebody who was living in Paris at the time, et cetera. And we're there, we're having a conversation outside Sacré-Cœur, and somebody walks by, close by, no understanding of, personal space. The smell on said person was so rancid and so wretched, there were three of us there, literally doubled over. We had to, the conversation stopped, and the three of us, hands on knees, trying to catch our breath. That's how horrific, awful. Now, that's not to say that everybody in France smells, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I happen to be in France, and this guy was rancid. So is that the impression you get of Johnny Depp, that if you met him, he would be unwashed?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm sure he's a nice man. He makes fine movies, but he just really doesn't do anything for me.
All right. Tom Cruise does it, but 21 Jump Street does not. All right. We have it. Now can we get some other interesting thoughts about you really quick? I mean, it's Friday weekend starting. Let's loosen up a little bit.
Sure.
Were you a Zach girl, an AJ girl, or a Screech girl from Saved by the Bell? Zach, AJ, or Screech, or did daddy issues come into play and you were from Mr. Belding?
I can tell you it absolutely wasn't Principal Belding.
It was Mr. Belding.
It was so not Mr. Belding. Probably Zach.
Ooh.
I was really young when that show was
Mark
on.
Paul Gosselaar. Ooh, okay. You were young. You were young when that show came out. Let me try and give you something. Yeah, but I mean, those are the ones like when teen idols were teen idols, right? Like, you're the kind of girl who, were you a Fonzie girl or were you a Chachi girl?
Fonzie was suave, but Chachi had that whole wounded thing going on.
Right.
He did the wounded thing very well. So probably Chachi.
Really?
Yeah.
You want wounded over suave, but this changes the entire thesis of, it was AC Slater, not AJ Slater. I apologize, chat room. Oh my goodness. Excuse me. Well, we clearly know where you're going, Beautifly Wings in the chat room. There's one for Mario. This is a case for Happy Days where it's not about daddy issues. You like the wounded guy. Really?
He was cute. And by the time that Chachi was old enough to really be like, front and center with Joni, Fonzie was pretty old. You know, like.
He was like in his 30s.
Oh, yeah.
How old do you think he was doing that show?
older at the end than he was at the beginning.
I will see Scott Baio here in Los Angeles, and I will get a photo for you.
That's delightful.
I will absolutely do that. And if Mr. Fastbucks is in the chat room, he knows that's true. I can make that happen. One of the few things I can make happen here in LA.
That would be magical.
Is he one of them for you?
No.
Is he like did you have the poster on the wall?
Not of him. No.
All right. Chat room has a different question now. We're gonna go one more. The Fresh Prince, Will Smith, or Carlton? This, by the way, this determines whether or not the audience cares about you or not. You have to think. Seriously, if you have some thinking music that maybe we could put on, this is going to take a little bit of time. And you only have a minute. So take your time. Do you want, because you know, you already said you like Wounded over Suave, but... The Fresh Prince, Will Smith, maybe a little bit more than Suave, you know?
Do you like
the dance? Do you like the Carlton dance?
I do like the Carlton dance.
Okay, so which one is it? The Fresh Prince or Carlton?
First, let me say that I appreciate that they're not making me choose between, you know, them and jazz. That's very sweet of them.
Oh, wait a second. The Fresh Prince, Carlton, or Jazzy Jeff, the unsung hero of that show, the glue that kept it together. Even when they changed moms, Jazzy Jeff stayed the same.
Ooh.
Really? Jazzy Jeff?
No.
So you just like failed musicians? Is Peter Best on your list as well?
Wasn't his fault that Ringo Starr was a better drummer than he was.
Ringo Starr was a better drummer.
I know, but it wasn't his fault.
Redemption for Ashley. Hot diggity. You know what? Real quick, Carlton, Prince, or Jazzy? Go.
I'm going to go with Carlton.
That is a very acceptable answer. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, everybody. Follow me on Twitter @TonyKatz, TonyKatz. Monday. Take care.